The Overcoat by Nikolai Gogol, dramatized for radio by Jim Poyser.
Okay, so this is a few years back now. I mean, everyone's heard of Akaki Akakievich after what happened. He's a legend. But when I joined the department, back in 38 it was, everyone just thought he was a freak. Big guy he was, huge, fat stomach, going bald too. And red in the face all the time. I don't know why. All he did was just sit there, never moved. I suppose I always felt a bit sorry for him. Not like Colonel Borzov. He was our boss. He hated Akaki Akakievich. Still, just goes to show, don't it? What goes around comes around. Hey, Akaki, it's nearly quitting time. You coming out for a drink?
Oh, come on, Denisova. What do you want to ask him for?
Don't be like that. Akaki's all right.
Yeah, if you want to go to a bar and talk about what kind of parchment has the best weight.
Don't mind her, Akaki. You coming or what?
I don't think so, Denisova. Drinking's not really my thing, and I've got a lot more copying to do yet.
Don't you get bored just copying documents all the time?
Bored? I don't know what you mean.
Doing copying all the time. Why don't you try doing something a bit different?
Different?
Yes.
Like what?
Well, see this? This is a completed file, but it needs preparing for another department.
Preparing for another department?
Yes, Cackers. It's not difficult. All it entails is altering the title page and changing a few verbs.
Well, what do you say?
No. You better let me stick to plain copying. I love copying. That's absolutely brilliant. I mean, where would we be without copying?
Don't know. I suppose there'd only be one copy of everything.
I heard, what with the Industrial Revolution and everything, that soon there'd be machines that could copy documents.
What? What? Who told you that?
Nah, I'm only joking.
That's not funny.
What's all this? I won't have talking.
Oh no, it's Borzov.
Is it you again, Denisova?
No, sir, not me, sir.
I won't have this insubordination. Do you think you're here to enjoy yourselves?
No, sir. We're here to grind out a pitiful living as pin-pushing functionaries of the oppressive and stiflingly bureaucratic czarist civil service.
That's what I like to hear. Someone who's memorized the mission statement. Right. You two go back to your desks. I want a word with Akaki here.
Would it be all right if we took off a couple minutes early?
If you don't mind being shot at, you'll wait till 6, like everyone else.
But we finished our work.
Finished? You think there's ever an end to meaningless paper shuffling? Get back to your desks this instant.
Yes, sir.
Oh, the nerve. Just can't get the staff these days, Akaki. Come to think of it, they obviously couldn't get the staff when they appointed you either, could they?
I wouldn't know about that, sir.
I mean, how long is it you've been here now?
Well, I feel like I'm only just settling.
But how long?
19 years.
19 years? In the same department. Have you never thought about moving on? You know, to another department.
Another department? Which department?
How should I know which department, just not this one?
Have you got a problem with my copying?
Not exactly. It's just, well, I promised my nephew Leonid I'd get him a job. He wants to be a copier.
What? Your nephew that came back from the war with his nerves all shot to pieces? Shaking, Leonid.
Nah, those miserable Tartar swine.
Has it particularly bad in his hands, doesn't he? He can't be a copier.
They reckon he'll be out of the sanatorium soon. And I can't turn my dear sister down, can I?
But can't you have two copiers?
Yeah. It's radical. Of course, were I to be particularly impressed by you, Akaki, over the next few weeks, I might think about it.
Impressed? I'm not sure I know how to do that.
Well, you'd better find out, then. Anyway, can't stay here yapping. I'm due to Tanya Tushka's titillation trailer for a bacchanalia of sumptuous food, fine wine, and unguent oils of the Orient. And you?
Back home to my tiny cold apartment for some very thin soup.
Excellent!
Good evening, sir.
Oh, good evening, Lizaveta.
There's some fish gruel left if you want it. I'm afraid the bread's a bit stale.
Mmm, fish gruel, my favorite.
Oh, sir, look at you. You've got stuff all over your coat again.
Stuff?
Have people been emptying garbage out of the window when you walk past again?
I can't say I noticed. I've got my mind on my work.
Oh, look, there's a bit of potato peel and some chicken bones. Actually, do you want me to stick them in with the soup?
Yes, good idea.
Here, let me just brush your collar down, like a little schoolboy you are. I tell you what, sir, how long have you had this coat?
This coat? Not that long. Why?
I rather think you have had it a long time, sir. I mean, you had it when I first came here, and that's, a good 15 years back.
Well, I must have got it around then, I suppose.
But it's all threadbare, sir. No wonder stuff sticks in it. All these loose fibers.
It's perfectly all right.
I'm not sure it'll last you another winter. I mean, the lining's falling to pieces as well. It's more like a dreadful dressing gown than an overcoat.
Yes, Lizaveta. All right. Can I have some soup now?
And the collar's coming off.
All right.
There's a bit of potato peel I missed just by your elbow.
Oh, Denisova, have you got a moment?
Yeah, as long as Borzov doesn't see me. He's brought his cat-o'-nine-tails in, specially.
Count yourself lucky. He says if I don't impress him, he's going to let me go.
Fire you? He can't do that. You're a permanent fixture.
Huh, there's no such thing these days. You're lucky if you get to stay in the same job 20 years.
Well, you could smarten yourself up a bit, Akaki. That might make old Borzov a bit more favorably disposed towards you. I mean, that overcoat of yours.
Oh, no, not you as well. What's wrong with my overcoat?
I've seen old tramps down the Alexander Nevsky Memorial Gardens with better coats.
Oh, good grief. How much do you think a new overcoat will cost me?
A couple of hundred.
Rubles? Where am I going to get that from?
Well, have you got anything valuable?
My grandfather's gold watch.
You could pawn that and do overtime to pay the money back. 6 months down the line, you'll have your watch back and a new coat. And you'll impress Borzov by doing all the extra work.
But won't my grandfather object?
Huh?
I said I'd give it back to him this week.
Have you got anything else valuable?
So, Lizaveta, I've pawned all the cutlery. And the clock.
I noticed. Here's your gruel, sir.
Oh, is it dinner time already?
Who knows what time it is? Excuse fingers.
Anyway, I can't really stop for dinner. I've got 47 documents to copy tonight.
Shall I bring the old brass oil lantern in for you to see why, sir?
I'm afraid that had to go too, Lizaveta. But if you could just stand next to me striking matches, that'd be useful.
You're in early, aren't you, Akaki Akakievich?
Well, sir, there's a lot to get through.
Yes. I noticed the overtime sheets. Your name's on virtually every column.
Thank you, sir.
You know, I'm half-minded to let you keep your job. Particularly now Leonid's back at the front.
They sent him back?
Yes. Aversion therapy, they're calling it. Sounds like a lot of stuff and nonsense to me. What's that on your shoulder, Akakievich?
Where, sir?
There! Looks like potato peel? What's that doing there?
I don't know, sir.
You see, just when you're getting into my good books, you spoil it by bringing a load of rotting vegetation into my office. Oh, I don't know. What are we going to do about the lower orders?
I don't know, sir.
Well, I wouldn't expect you to know. You're one of them. Still, I suppose not everyone can be important. You know I have a medal from the Tsar, don't you?
Is that your important person medal, sir?
Told you about it, have I?
You've mentioned it.
Here it is. See the engraving? To Colonel Borzov, in recognition of his great importance. Tsar Nicholas I. Not every day you see something like this, is it?
Well, you show it to me nearly every day.
You see, you don't get a medal off the Tsar by wearing potato peel epaulets.
No, sir.
Anyway,
I'm sure you've got some copying to be getting on with. I shall be in my office, smoking.
Very good, sir. I'm really in the swing of it now. You don't need two men when you've got one of me, sir.
And so it went on for weeks. Akaki would come into the office early, leave late, and take work home with him. And he'd sit up half the night with his goose quills and his copying paper, and old Lizaveta with her seemingly inexhaustible supply of cooking matches. Summer faded, the misty, damp St. Petersburg autumn came and went, and then, one frosty December morning, like a phoenix rising from the ashes, Akaki Akakievich appeared at work in his new coat.
Radishima, everyone, come and look at Akaki Akakievich's new overcoat. It's fantastic.
What a great coat. What is this collar made out of? Is it mink?
Oh, that's what the tailor said people would think. Actually, Radishima, it's cat fur.
Is that silk thread?
Yes, the tailor threw that in at no extra cost.
And what's the lining? Not plain calico, is it?
It is, actually. But it's strong, high-quality calico.
Looks like silk. My goodness, Akaki, it really is fine. How do you feel?
How can I put it? In the past, people have thrown things on me, out of windows.
What kind of things?
Vegetable peelings, mainly. Right at me, sometimes. I don't know why. Maybe they saw my old coat. My dressing gown, as my landlady called it, and thought, there goes a man with no dignity, with no self-esteem. A man of no importance. In short, the kind of man I want to throw vegetable peelings on. But today, I strode through the city like someone with purpose, in my new coat. And not one person threw a single thing at me.
Bravo! Hey.
Well, what's this on your shoulder? Looks like a bit of cabbage.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how that got there.
Nah, I'm only joking. I just put it there myself, Akaki.
Well, where did you get it from?
I don't know. I just had it, didn't I?
What do you mean you just had
Look,
it?
Does it matter?
Colleagues, please, let's not have any argument. This is a new time. A better time. You know, I'm not even sure about copying anymore. I mean, copying has its place. But maybe the real skill is in editing a piece of text. Eh? Eh?
Akaki, I can barely believe my ears. I think this calls for a celebratory drink.
What, here?
No, not here. At my house. Tonight. A party! In honor of Akaki Akakievich's fantastic new overcoat!
Right, Lizaveta, I've been invited to a party.
You're kidding me.
Why? What's so odd about that?
You've never been invited to a party in all the time I've known you.
I have.
When?
What about that thing my great-aunt had for her 80th?
Yeah, but was that a party?
Well, there was food and music and gifts, and people gathered for the purpose of celebrating. So, technically, it was a party. But you're right. It did feel like something else altogether.
Well, there you go, then.
Oh, God, what to do? I've no idea how to behave or what to wear.
You must wear your new coat, of course.
Well, that goes without saying. What time is it?
Don't ask me. You pawn the clock.
Damn, if only I'd not given Grandpapa his watch back as well. I'd better get a move on. Denisova lives in Vyborg.
Vyborg? That's miles. How are you going to get to Vyborg?
Well, I'll walk.
You'll wear your shoes out. They're looking pretty ropey as it is.
Well, there is no pleasing some people, is there? You go on about my coat so I get a new one, and then what? You start having a go at my shoes. Haven't you got some gruel to prepare or something?
Well, I suppose I could go and add a bit of water to last night's. I'm obviously no use for anything else.
Oh, don't be like that, Lizaveta. You know how much I value you. Not just your service, but your friendship.
Can I come to the party with you, then?
No.
Come in, come in! I thought you'd never get here.
Well, I had to walk, didn't I?
Walk? It's freezing out. But then you have your overcoat! Come on, we're through here. Can I get you a drink?
No, thanks. I'm not much of a drinker.
Well, how about a cigar?
I don't really smoke.
I don't suppose you gamble, either?
I thought it was illegal.
Well, we're not gonna go and play in the lobby of the police station, are we?
I've never been one for cards.
Ugh, okay. How about I introduce you to a very good friend of mine, Tamara Tushka? She's the niece of the famous Tatiana Tushka, you know.
Lady? I'm not so sure about that.
Nonsense. Tamara, come over here and meet Akaki Akakievich.
Hello. Fetch me another vodka, Denisova, will you?
Another one? You don't mess around, Tamara, do you?
So, Akaki, is this the famous coat?
No.
Denisova told me you'd got a new coat.
Oh, no, this is just an old one.
Oh, she told me you were coming here to show off your new coat. In fact, she said the party was in honor of your new coat.
Oh, a new coat.
Why, what did you think I said?
Sorry, it's a bit loud in here.
Aren't you going to take it off?
Take what off?
Your coat.
Well, I'm not sure.
Come on, I'll help you.
What are you doing?
I'm just helping you off with your coat.
Well, why are you stroking my chest?
You know, you're not so bad looking, really. What are you doing?
I'm doing my coat back up. Brr, I'm cold.
You don't look cold. You're sweating. There's no need to be nervous. I won't eat you.
Eat me? What do you mean?
Come on, Akaki. Relax, have a drink. Have you got a lady friend?
A lady friend? No, I haven't.
What's the matter? Do you not like ladies?
It's not that. I haven't really got any gentlemen friends either.
There's a few things me and the girls could do for you, you know.
What things?
There's services. Personal services.
What, like cooking and that? I've already got a cook, old Lizaveta.
I bet there's a few things old Lizaveta doesn't do for you.
What, like sewing? Cleaning? She does all that.
There's other things.
Well, her back's not what it used to be. I suppose you could pitch in carrying the privy buckets down to the septic tank.
You're not much of a romantic, are you?
What gave you that idea?
I could give you a few lessons.
Oh! Oh, she stuck her tongue in my ear! That's disgusting!
Oh, forget it then. Denisova, where's my vodka? I thought you said he might want a good time.
Well, I thought he might. What did you want to go and do that for?
Do what?
Offend Tamara. There's people would die to get into Tatiana's titillation trailer. It's famous for miles around, but you've done it now.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize she was a... I'm sorry. Oh, I feel a bit lightheaded. Have you got anything sweet? Like animal crackers?
I offer him Tamara Tushka, and all he wants is animal crackers? Yeah, sure. And Akaki, take your coat off for Pete's sake. He didn't take his coat off, though. Not that he stayed that long. I forgot all about him, to be honest. And then when the card tables came out, I went to look for him, and he'd gone. No sign of him.
Come on, Akaki. Not far to go now. Only a couple of miles. It's cold. Thank the Lord for my new coat. Made a new man out of me, it has. That's a joke. Look at me, running away. That Tamara, she was lovely. Mustn't get depressed. Keep walking. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. What do you want?
I've got the time on you, have you?
Have you? I'm sorry. No, I haven't got a watch.
Wanna buy one? I've got loads.
He's got loads.
So why are you asking me the time?
To see if you had a watch! Come on, 5 rubles.
It's a steal.
I haven't got any money on me.
4 rubles. Look at the quality!
4 rubles? Giving it away.
I'll take your word for it, but I must be going.
3 rubles. 50 kopecks. My final offer.
I told you, I haven't got any-
Don't try to pull the wool over our eyes. Nice coat like that.
You must be doing all right.
I had to save for months to get this coat.
Yeah, I bet you did. Nice bit of cloth, that. Very nice. Tell you what, let's do a swap.
A swap?
Your coat for one of his watches.
Get lost.
No need to be like that. It's quality workmanship, this watch. Swiss.
Really?
Yeah, look, says it on the back.
Yong Tong Peng Pak.
Yeah, well, Swiss Chinese.
Come on, off with your coat.
I've got to go.
No, no, you don't, Sunshine.
Hey, Darzlov, Rodan, get over here.
You're robbing me. Get off.
Come back here.
Give us that coat.
No, please. Please, not the coat. I'll do anything. Anything.
Oh, shut it.
No. Please. No.
All right, lads. Let's go.
Come back. Please, come back with my coat. Excuse me.
What do you want?
Are you a policeman?
What does it look like? I'm in a police box with a policeman's uniform on.
Have you been sleeping?
What gives you that idea?
Well, the hammock's a bit of a giveaway. God, this is hopeless.
All right, calm down. What's happened?
I've just been robbed. Four men. They stole my overcoat.
Yes. Well, these things happen.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, you go out walking with your overcoat on.
Well, of course. It's the middle of winter.
That's prime overcoat nicking season, I'm afraid.
So you're not going to do anything about it?
Not much I can do, is there? They could be miles away by now. And how do I know you even had an overcoat?
But my overcoat! I'll freeze.
You can get another one.
I can't. You don't understand. It's hopeless. Everything's completely hopeless.
Here. Come on inside my sentry hut. I've got a bag of peppermints. They're just the thing for a cold night like this.
No, they're not. An overcoat's just the thing. If you had a bag of overcoats, that'd be a different matter.
You know, there's really not much I can do. I mean, even if I knew who'd got your overcoat. It's all down to influence, you know?
What are you talking about?
It's not what you know. It's who you know.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Well, my cousin Dimitri lost his horse. But because he knew the mayor's cousin. Clip-clop, back in no time.
But you're a policeman. Catching thieves is your job.
Oh, if only it was that simple. What you need is to find someone important. Better than that, someone very important. And they'll have your coat back before you can say Arkady Petrovich.
Someone important. Right. Colonel Borzov! Colonel Borzov! Wake up, please!
Who the hell is it?
Please, sir, please, I beg you, open up!
Who is it? Who's there?
It's me, sir.
Do I know you?
Yes, sir. It's Akaki Akakievich.
Who?
From the office.
Yes, I vaguely recognize you. What do you want?
I've been robbed.
And what do you want me to do about that?
Well, I thought, sir, with your influence, you being very important in everything.
Oh, yes. I am important. I'm glad you picked up on that.
The policeman said you might be able to help me.
Police? Had a brush with the law, Akakievich. Oh, and you want me to bail you out, I suppose?
No, sir. It's not like that, sir.
And you think waking me up at God knows what time's going to help you, do you?
Could I come in, sir? I'm freezing.
Nonsense. Big fellow like you, you've got plenty of blubber to keep you warm. Good night, sir.
But aren't you going to help me?
Help you? I've got a good mind to fire you on the spot. My nephew's back from the front, you know. And he's so hardened by battle, he doesn't shake anymore. Ideal for copying. In fact, you're the one who's shaking.
It's the cold, sir.
Well, you'd better get home to your bed, then. I shall expect you in the office, especially early tomorrow, Akakievich, to make up for this disgraceful behavior.
But, sir! I'll freeze, sir! I'll freeze!
You're back, sir. I've been worried sick.
I can't open my mouth.
Oh, sir, you're frozen. You're frozen. Have salad. Come in. I've got a couple of twigs left in the grate. Get a bit of heat out of them. And there's half a cup of gruel by the sink. Sir, where's your coat? I told you not to go out without a coat on.
Stolen.
Ah?
Stolen.
Ah?
Stolen.
Oh, Lordy. Whatever next? Well, come on, shuffle in quick as you can. There's a terrible draft.
The next morning, there was no sign of Akaki in the office. And that was after 7,500 days of uninterrupted service. Something was wrong. He didn't come in the next day either. Or the next! And then I got the message from his landlady.
Ah, Denisova! Finished labeling the paperclips already?
I've done the first 3 trunk loads, but that's not important.
How can you say that?
It's Akaki Akakievich.
Oh, don't talk to me about that ass! He came to my house in the middle of the night!
He's dead, sir.
Like I said, he came over the other night. Great to see him, it was. He came in, had some nice wine and a few nibbles, played with the kids, and he had his overcoat then. It hadn't been stolen then, must have been stolen afterwards, when he left. And I begged him to stay. We were having such a good time.
That's not quite how I heard it from his landlady.
You won't tell anyone, will you? I'll get you a promotion. Titular Counselor Denisova, how does that sound? Tell you what, forget labeling the paperclips. In fact, throw them out! I've never really known what they were for anyways. Silly newfangled things. And take the afternoon off. Just don't tell anyone, Denisova. Don't tell anyone what I did.
So that was that. Me and Radishova went along to the funeral, paid our respects. And afterwards, life carried on as normal. But then, a couple of weeks later, the sightings began. Rumors suddenly started going around St. Petersburg that a ghost in the form of a government clerk had been seen near the Kalinkin Bridge, and that this ghost appeared to be searching for a lost overcoat. Apparently, it was going around ripping all kinds of overcoats from everyone's shoulders. And then one of the clerks from our own department, who lived down near there, saw the ghost with his own eyes and immediately recognized it as Akaki Akakievich. The papers got hold of it, and suddenly Akaki's name was on everyone's lips. Meanwhile, Colonel Borzov was a changed man. Stopped bossing everyone about, just sat in his office all day long with the door tight shut. Like he was afraid. Like he was afraid of something terrible.
Borzov! Borzov!
Who is it? Go away!
I've come for you, Borzov. Open the door!
Never! Get lost! How did you do that? Ah! It's you! What do you want?
I want your overcoat.
Here, take it.
No, not that one. That nice one hanging up there, with the furry collar.
Very well. There. Is that it?
And your medal.
What? My very important person medal? You can't have that.
Go on, hand it over.
Oh, all right then. Here you are. Is that it?
Have you got any animal crackers?
How many do you want?
Couple of dozen?
And with that, he was gone. And by all accounts, he never came back. A bit like Borzov, actually. He went and joined a monastery, renounced all his worldly goods. House, job, the lot. Actually, that was good news for me. I got on the promotion fast track, and now I'm head of the department. Things are different here now. In respect to Akaki's memory, I set up an overcoat fund for anyone too broke to buy a coat. And of course, Akaki's desk remains forever empty in his honor. I've had a little plaque made, in fact, stuck it on the back of his old chair. It says, "Here sat the legendary Akaki Akakievich, who for one day only owned the finest overcoat in St. Petersburg." I think he'd like that.
In the Overcoat by Nikolai Gogol, Akaki Akakievich was played by Nicholas Heyman. Denisova was played by Taryn Beasley, and Colonel Borzov was played by Devin Sigurek. Via D'Agostino was old Liza Vieta, Alexa Thrush was Tamara, and Radishova was played by Caitlin Cornish. The policeman was played by Raymond Cronley, and the robbers were played by Eli Underwood and Cameron Chambers. The production assistant was Jennifer Kolb. Studio production was by Connor Gilmore and Joe Dunay. The producer was Shane Tilton, and the executive producer was Laurie Bell. The Overcoat, dramatized for radio by Jim Poyser, was originally produced in Manchester, England by BBC Audio Drama, and was first broadcast on the 7th of November 2001. This production was adapted by students of Ohio Northern University and was directed by Malcolm Rayburn. It is an ONU Salford University co-production.